We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shin Yud in the Zeligman edition. Now we will talk about eulogizing the deceased. This is part of the kindness which we do with the person who passed. That giving a proper eulogy is part of honoring the deceased. Kmo shamru Chazal, as the Talmud says, and Rashi says in his commentary on Sukkah. Because the Gemara asks, who are we honoring when we give a eulogy? Are we honoring the family of the deceased or the deceased himself? So the Chafetz Chaim says, for sure, there is that element of honoring the deceased in a eulogy. Mitzvah gdola laspid al amet karaui. It is a great mitzvah to eulogize someone in a fitting way. Umitzvato shiarim kolo alav. And it is a mitzvah to raise his voice in eulogizing him. Lemor dvarim amshabrim et alev. To say things that will break people's hearts, kedei lorer bechi, to arouse weeping. Ki mitzvah livkot ulitzter al adam kasher shemet. There is a mitzvah to weep and be saddened over a kosher person who passes from the world. Ukva amu chazal, our sages already taught, kol habochel adam kasher shemet, whoever sheds a tear, whoever weeps over someone, a kosher person who passed away, mochalino al kol avonotav, he will be forgiven for all his sins. Od amru, further, the Talmud says, "Kol amurid ma'ot al adam kasher shemet." Anyone who sheds tears over someone kosher who passed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu soferan, God counts them, umanichan bevet kenazav, and stores them. V'inyano, the idea is, ki kol zeu morei al habochesh adam kasher, that when one weeps over someone kosher who passed, that is indicative of the one who's weeping that he is a kosher person. Umitonen al shenechsar avdat Hashem min haolam. He's weeping because now there's less of a service of Hashem in the world. A kosher person passed from the world.
Like, a healthy person?
No, kosher means a kosher Jew.
Okay.
Someone who's an observant Jew. Lekach hashuv b'nei Hashem itbarach kol dema v'dema. That's why every tear is valued in God's eyes, because the tears indicate that we are sorrowful over this representation of God that's lacking from the world. Here you had a person who was an observant Jew, he passed from the world. There's one less servant of God in the world. He who is lazy in eulogizing a chacham, he is warned of a punishment, God forbid. Kmo shamru chazal, as our sages taught, sheino marich yamim. That we derive from the verses in the book of Joshua, that the people were so busy in settling the land of Israel that when Joshua passed away, the elders let him be buried without a proper eulogy. He was eulogized, but he should have been eulogized more. A man who makes the sun stop, there's a lot to say. And so our sages say, in the verse it says, he was buried north of the volcanic mountain. Mitzifon lehar gash. And our sages say that after his passing, there was a great volcano, and it was an indication that in heaven they were very upset at the people because they didn't eulogize Joshua properly, and as a punishment, all the elders died right after Joshua. They all passed away because they were all responsible to ensure he got a proper eulogy. So from there we learn that if a chacham passes away and he is not eulogized properly, then his longevity is taken from him. V'ra'ui lekovo b'chayav, and even more than that, it's fitting that a person be buried alive when they don't give a proper eulogy for a chacham who passes. Al ken yesh lizeh'er b'zeh me'od. That's why you have to be very careful about this, to eulogize properly. So that's halacha we learn from that story where we sinned, we erred in the eulogy of Yoshua. So that in that the Chafetz Chaim covered what he had to say about eulogizing.